Hello, my friends. Welcome to my first episode of this podcast, Unleashing Your Best Self. My name is Christian Trejo, and today I am going to talk about how you can improve your mood, how can you get happier every day, or just improve in general your mood, even when the circumstances or the situations around you in your life are not the best, are not optimal. So before starting, I would like to tell you what can you find in this podcast, what would you be able to find in the next episodes, because basically I am going to talk about how to change and improve your life. And when I say change and improve your life, I am not implying that your life is bad or that you really need to improve it, but I am a true believer that each one of us has two options in life. Either you grow and improve yourself, or you get worse and die. So if you are listening to this podcast, and if you think about the last 5 years of your life, I'm pretty sure you can say that you are a better person than you used to be 5 years ago. Maybe you know more things, maybe you learn more things, you have more experience, maybe you are a better person, maybe you are, just think about every area of your life, and either it's better than 5 years ago or it's worse. And it's because that's the way it is. In life, there are like, it's not because I am having an abstract concept about life, but when it's about living, either we are growing and improving ourselves or we are dying. If you think about the nature, if nature is constantly growing and spreading around, and if it's not happening like that, then it's dying. Think about a flower, a tree, it's always growing, and if it's not growing, it's dying. And it's the same, exactly the same, with human beings, with animals, and with everything alive in this world. So and this podcast, I will be talking about that, about how we can improve each part of our lives and every area. I will talk about different topics, and I will love to have you to join me in this podcast, because I will be sharing a lot of very nice content, very useful life hacks and advices, and well, many other things. And maybe you are wondering why on earth I should follow you, I should subscribe to your podcast, who are you, etc., etc. Well, I already told you my name, Christian Trejo. I am a life coach, I am an entrepreneur, I am the owner of more than 8 websites. I am a globetrotter. I love traveling, and I have been traveling for 6 years in a row without stopping. I am really addicted to go to different cities and stay there for a couple of months to see, to experience how is life in that city, and then move to the next one. And I have been traveling pretty much all around the world. I am from Mexico. I am currently in Budapest, and well, I am also engineer, I am son, I am brother, and well, I don't know what else to say about me, but well, it doesn't matter. I'm not making this podcast to talk about me. I just want to tell you a little bit, because then you can have a wide idea about who am I and why I feel like I can share something useful with you. And today especially, I want to talk about like how we can make ourselves to feel better when things are not good, when circumstances around us are not optimal, when we are heading like a difficult situation. And I know this because I have been in these circumstances, in this situation so many times. And the thing is, when we are having a problem, what is the first thing that we do? we think about that problem 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 10 times a day. And we keep thinking about it all the time until we fall asleep and or until the problem disappears. And that is a big mistake, because even when we think or we believe that we are thinking about the problem in order to find a solution, we know that is not true. Most of the time, we cannot control the situations, we cannot control what's happening around us, and we cannot control those problems coming to our lives. But we can control how we react. And overthinking about one problem is not helping at all. I am a believer. I will call myself a believer. I am a believer of energy. I think we in universe, everything in this universe is made of energy. And it's not something that I just think or my idea or it's a philosophy. If we talk about quantum physics and we read about energy and about the matter in the universe and how everything is related, we could find out that actually science has backed up that every human being, every animal, every being in this world is made of energy. Why? Because if you study with a very powerful microscope your atoms, you will see that there is nothing else but energy. And well, of course, we all are made of atoms. So I am not going to give a lesson about quantum physics, because I will talk about that in other episodes, but I want you to understand that we are energy, and because of that we can change the vibration of our energy according to our thoughts, according to our emotions. So when we have a problem and we are like thinking too much about that problem, we are putting ourselves in this vibration of anxiety, frustration, anger, and all these are bad vibrations, are negative vibrations. And what happens with energy is that you attract similar things. You attract similar situations, things, and persons with the same or similar vibration. So if you're having a problem and then you think about that the whole day, you put yourself in a negative vibration, and then the rest of your day you will be attracting negative things, negative circumstances, more problems, negative people. And the day is just going to get worse and worse. And that is nonsense. That is madness. So instead, what should we do? Because we can control in which kind of thoughts we focus. Maybe we cannot control all our thoughts, but we can control what we focus on. So the best way to keep yourself relaxed, happy, peace, and peace is to focus yourself on positive things. Doesn't matter if you're having a bad time, try to let go. Try to understand, accept the situation, because if you don't accept the situation, you are putting resistance, and that resistance is just making it worse that you go through this situation. So accept the situation as if you chose it. Let go, and then focus your mind, your thoughts, in something more positive. Don't think about how to solve the problem, because if you haven't found a solution, it's not going to help if you think about the problem over and over and over again. So you have to start over, take a break, think about something positive, and the solution of the problem is going to come to you easier. And if it's not come to you, it's because maybe there is no solution. So there is no, like, there is no sense about thinking about a problem without a solution. Just let it go, accept it, and live with it. Another thing is when we are like facing difficult situation is like we focus too much on the time. So we are thinking about the past because maybe we are comparing the current situation with something that we experienced in the past, and then we are trying to guess or to see what will happen after. And at the same time we think about the future, we are like imagining or we are making a movie about what possible scenarios we will have because of this problem. And that is even more madness, because then you are spending time thinking about the past, something that you cannot change, something that not necessarily will be involved in your present. And you are thinking about the future, something that is not here yet, something that is an illusion, something that your mind is creating, and not only creating, you are attracting to your life. So the better way to keep yourself happy is to focus on the present, especially if you're having a bad time. You have to keep focus on the present moment. And how do you do that? You do that by focusing on your senses. Focusing in your senses is the best way, the easiest way to focus on the present moment. What are you feeling? What are you seeing? What are you listening? What is your body feeling, sensing? Like all these things, if you are eating, like what are you tasting? If you focus on that and this, you will be immersed in the present moment, and that, if it's not going to make you happy, at least is going to make you feel in peace. And another powerful tool for this is gratitude. If you are having a hard time, just sit, take a piece of paper, take a pen, and make a list of all the good things in your life that you are grateful for. And don't even think or say that you have nothing to be grateful for, because if you are alive, if you are breathing, if you are healthy, believe me, you have a lot to be grateful for. There are so many people in the world who is way worse than you, so it makes no sense to think and focus just in the bad things about your life. So start making this list. Make a list, even the most simple things that you are grateful for. It doesn't matter. It could be the cup of coffee that you drink in the morning. It could be your lunch. It could be your bed. It could be that you have nice and clean clothes. It could be that you are breathing, that you have sun, whatever, even simple things. And focus on that, make a list, and that is going to expand positive energy in yourself, that will help you to feel better, and it will help you to attract positive things that will change to reality, and that will make your problems go away faster. Well, it was such a pleasure to be here with you. I hope you enjoy this episode. I will be talking about much more things in the next episode, related things to gratitude, related things to energy, and I am so excited. If you want to contact me, you can follow me in my social media. You can find all my contact information in my website, christiantrejo.com, and I really will appreciate if you can send me your questions, if you have questions or comments or reviews. That will be so amazing. I am sending you lots of love, lots of positive energy, and hope you have an amazing day. Bye-bye.